Between the Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And for those of you watching on Justin TV, this gorgeous creature sitting here behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us every Friday to give us her unique perspective. But before we start with her talking points, we do have a caller waiting on the line. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thank you, brother. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to call in with you. You have your beautiful wife there. You know, Mike, I have a lot of respect for you, of how you have woke up from 5-7 years ago to this Ponzi scheme that we are living with right now. And I just wanted to comment with this lady down south about this unemployment. You can survive, people, but you have to take care of two words. You got to forget the wants and take care of the needs. And you can excel through these hard times because I've done it. Mike, with this situation in the Middle East, I pray for you to keep up on it. Because right now we see the chess again board with Russia supplying Assad, I believe, with the weaponry. And this is going to keep going on until there is a full war in Syria. But the bad, dangerous implications that you spoke about in the past, brother, about how when you exhaust your military, and how you exhausted your military supplies, you resort to the big tunnels in the back of your yard. And people better take heed and pray right now for this situation in the Middle East, because if we do go in to a full-force war in Syria, it's going to be a war that will, like you said in the past, brother, that will make World War One and Two look small. So I just wanted to bring that to you today, Michael, and I love you, brother. I love your wife. And I will continue to be on this front line like you, brother, until somebody puts a bullet between my eyeballs. I'm going to stay on the truth, and I'm going to keep marching on, brother, and I pray that you will, too. So you take care and have a good weekend and a safe one.
All right. Thank you very much. And, yeah, we're going to keep on going just as long as is necessary. And again, the problem is the United States is military exhausted, financially exhausted. We don't have the troop strength to maintain prolonged conventional war. And invasion of Syria and Iran is going to mean war with Russia or China. Like we said before, there's a story where the U.S. has now authorized the Pentagon to plan for an eventual war with China. And again, we don't have the manufacturing that allowed the United States to be on the winning side in World War One and World War Two, and that means if this goes any further, sometime between now and final capitulation by the United States government, they're going to start turning those little brass keys in those missile silos. It's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. All right, Claire, what did you want to first talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk about an incident in Turkey that does relate directly to the situation in Syria. Apparently, Kurdish fighters who are independent and looking to carve out an independent Kurdistan between Syria and Turkey have seized control of a Syrian town on the border with Turkey, and they're battling Islamist rebel groups linked to al-Qaeda for control of oil fields in the northeast of Syria. And the Turkish government is very concerned about the emergence of an autonomous Kurdish region in Syria, which could embolden homegrown or Turkish militants of the Kurdistan's Workers' Party, PKK, which is fighting for its own autonomy in Turkey. This looks to me to be a very bad situation, and any U.S. and or Israeli intervention is just going to make it worse.
Well, it's already created a huge crisis there. We've got the hired mercenary armies are already factionalizing, fighting each other. Syria has regained control of most, if not all, of Aleppo. And this is why we've got John McCain and Dempsey out there saying, now's the time. U.S. has to invade. We've got to invade to bring peace and stability to the region. And again, I think one of the reasons Obama was looking as distracted as he did, the agenda's fallen apart. We'll
yes,
be right back.
It's rekindled.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I sort of wanted to recap on what I was saying before we went to the commercial break. If you will remember, not too long ago, General Wesley Clark basically went public on the U.S. war agenda in the Middle East. And he listed all these countries that were going to be conquered to bring them back to the petrodollar, to bring them back to private central banking. And the program was originally supposed to end in 2008. With the conquest of Iran. Well, here we are in 2013. Iran is still Iraning. Syria is proving problematic. The hired mercenary army has been trying to overthrow Assad for going on 3 years without success. Now they're devolving into fighting each other. It's all fragmenting over there. Afghanistan is starting to break free of U.S. control. Same thing with Iraq. It is inescapable at this point that the U.S. government agenda in the Mideast is falling apart. The wheels are coming off of it, and they're close to hitting the panic button. Before I get back to Claire, though, I want to take a phone call here. Andy in Utah. Aloha, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, my brother. It's been about 8-10 years ago. I had you on regularly on a station here in Utah. I wanted to bring up something. I had tried earlier to alert you to this, that I had come across some early Randolph Hearst articles published. I believe the year would have been 1887, 1880, uh, no, 18, uh, 97, 98, somewhere just prior to the Spanish-American War, the sinking of the Maine. And these articles detailed that the very same thing had been attempted just two or three years prior in America, or in Western Samoa, in the Apia Harbor, where there was an article released in the California Hearst paper, several of them, and I had those in my hands as part of a group of articles. John W. Hart was the researcher who had collected these, microfilmed them, and I didn't know quite what to do with them, so I sent them with Sheriff Richard Mack when he went to Hawaii. His daughter was on some TV show over there, and he was supposed to give you this old book. I don't know if you remember.
I think I do remember it, and I do still have it around here someplace.
Oh, that's got all the articles in it. That's the one.
All right.
Just want you to know.
Congratulations. You have been selected to take part in...
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I just got this congratulations, take part of a poll kind of thing interrupted me. Let me give you the skinny of it. It was a ship that went, that supposedly went down. It was brought down supposedly by a German torpedo. They were trying to pick a fight with the Germans over it. They made up all these names. Oh, 298 brave soldiers from all these places in the United States. And it was published for 2 weeks. They got away with it. There were war preparations. There were some other associated articles that came later. It's all there in that book. And sorry for all the historical scratches. One of my little babies took a hit, took a pen to one of those pages, I remember. But the whole thing came down when a new, faster ship arrived in Western Samoa with a newspaper from, I believe it's San Francisco. And here's the front page article, Germans attack, the brave ship, I forget the name, but boy, if I could remember that, it might be there are other books that you could mention it. And all these lost at sea, lost in the, cowardly act. And they took this right across to the German embassy. What's up with this, And the German embassy was able to get the word back to Germany, and it was officially announced in diplomatic circles as a, there's a special word that I remember. This has been 10 years ago. Canard.
Yes.
Canard. And that article, that came out in one article, no apologies. It was, what they lacked was a front page picture, lithograph picture of the smoke in the boat. The ship going down, and they would have possibly gotten away with it. But I think they modified and updated their plan. Now, just in retrospect, is my historical take on it. And 2 years later, or some years later, if you find it, you'll know the, just exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
And this next time around, they had a picture. But the very same thing. And it's all through these articles in the Hearst papers in the 1890s, and was part of this Hart collection.
All wars are started with lies. Nobody in a country wants to go to war. We don't really have an instinctive desire for war. It has to be sold to us. And again, you're right. William Randolph Hearst enjoyed his power and wealth and prestige because he was there promoting the official government line with regards to its expansionist agenda. And then, of course, when the USS Maine exploded in Havana Harbor from a coal bunker fire, and an exploding magazine, and even the ship's captain, I think his name was Sigsbee, reported, "My ship blew up because the ammunition magazine was touched off by a fire." And Hearst came out and said, "Oh, no, Spanish mine. And the government said, "Yes, here's an incident. How do we use this to promote our agenda of war with Spain?" And so you remember, the Maine became the hue and cry to get us into the Spanish-American War. And, of course, subsequent investigations, one of them run by Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of America's nuclear navy, examined the wreckage of the USS Maine and said there was no outside Spanish mine. It was an internal explosion from a design defect in the ship. But at the time, they simply said, oh, we can use this to push our war agenda. Same thing with the USS Maddox. An inexperienced sonar operator heard his own ship's propellers and said, oh, there's a torpedo out there. And it flashed up to Washington, D.C., and we got the story, North Vietnam attacking the USS Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin. And Johnson knew it was a mistake, because the captain of the Maddox had immediately sent a message, false alarm, stupid idiot, sonar operator. But once they had the headlines out there, torpedo attack in the Gulf of Tonkin, they moved forward with it to sell America on the war in Vietnam. All wars are started with lies, and they always
Michael,
have
that's,
been. They always
that's,
will be.
That's excellent. Say, I shared your podcast today on Facebook. That's awesome what you're doing. Looks like you got some legs now. And very entertaining as well as informative. Most excellent work. I'm going to be looking now for you for the failed false flag in Apia, Western Samoa. It was just Samoa, of course, in those days. So.
All right, I'll be looking at that. We're going to let you go here.
You'll be the one. Okay, take care now. See you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And before we get back to Claire here, speaking of getting legs and getting the word out there, a reminder that starting on Monday, the Republic Broadcasting Network is available on the XDS satellite system. And that means your local AM and FM stations, most of whom have these satellite receivers, it's the new standard, they will be able to carry the programming from Republic Broadcasting on air in your community. So if you're tired of plugging into your computer or your laptop or your cell phone to try and listen to the program and you'd like to hear it on your car radio, please help us out. Contact your local AM and FM stations and ask them to get in touch with republicbroadcasting.org about carrying our programming on their station. We're going to get the word out there because of all of Floodgate, IRS, NSA, Department of Justice scandals, and so forth. Americans are finally asking important questions. We have to be out there to help guide them to the answers. Claire, what's the next thing you wanted to talk about?
Well, the next thing I want to talk about is a potential designate for the Homeland Security Secretary job that Janet Napolitano will be leaving in September. And one guy whose name has come up is the New York Police Department Commissioner Ray Kelly. And the reason this is more than a little bit of a concern is that Mr. Kelly is perhaps best known nationally for presiding over a sharp increase in the number of stop and frisks conducted by NYPD officers every year. And during Kelly's most recent tenure as police commissioner, which began in 2002, there have been over 5 million, let me back up and read that number again, 5 million stop and frisks, according to the New York Civil Liberties Union. Over 86% of those who were stopped were either black or Latino.
Well, I just, without even getting into the race issue, this idea that the police could just stop you at random and frisk you just in case. Again, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution right there. You know, if you don't have probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, you have no business touching that person. And to see somebody who already has a past history of flagrant violation of the Bill of Rights considered for the head of the Department of Homeland Security, it's a red warning flag for all the talk about, oh, we're sorry that you're all upset with all of this dictatorship.
Yep.
Clearly, the federal government is considering or has as a policy continuing on this same path of total surveillance, total control, total police state.
And even worse to come.
Absolutely. What's next on your list?
Well, the question about the Guantanamo hunger strike, which is still going on, and people are being physically force-fed through an NG tube. I don't know how many of you have ever had that experience if you've been in hospital and couldn't eat for one reason or the other. But it's a darned unpleasant, even in the most skilled hands, way to be getting nutrition.
Basically, they strap you onto a board and they shove a tube up your nose and work it down the back of your throat into your stomach, hopefully not your lungs.
Yes.
And, you know, just pour in whatever they think that you need. And it's an absolutely brutal situation. And you need to remember, the federal government understands that most of those people who are being treated like this in Guantanamo are innocent of any wrongdoing whatsoever.
They've never been accused
of a
crime.
They've never been accused or charged or convicted. The government just has them down there torturing them, force-feeding them, just to prove how butch they all are.
And there is a gentleman I'd like to bring to our audience attention.
Well, we're going to have to do that after this
break.
Commercial break.
Okay,
we're going to be
dear,
back after
you.
These words from our sponsors.
Okay.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Check to bank and trust. I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, you were talking about in the aftermath of this ongoing force-feeding campaign in Guantanamo, you had a comment about somebody that you were concerned about the policy.
Yeah. A gentleman by the name of Representative Mike Pompeo, a Kansas Republican who recently visited Guantanamo and has been trotted out to cheerlead the wonderfulness of force-feeding. And the other thing he made clear was that the U.S. government has no current plans to free 85 prisoners who have already been cleared for release, claiming that many of them could still pose a threat to national security.
Well, they may not have been terrorists when they were arrested, but by golly, they're going to be terrorists now
after the way
they've been treated here.
And what he's talking about, this is very little to do with U.S. national security, but everything to do with U.S. national embarrassment. As a country which allegedly supports the notion of human rights, allegedly abides by laws, and sort of has a nodding acquaintance with due process.
Go ahead. Yeah, the reason these 85, even though they have been cleared for release, the reason the administration, and it's not just Republicans, it is also the Democrats,
right,
they don't want these people to go out there, is because things have been done to them far worse than waterboarding. and they do not want these individuals going back to their home countries and talking to the media and showing the scars on their body.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be kept there until they get really depressed and commit suicide, because otherwise, you know, the government's going to be embarrassed by them. But again, 85 of these people in Guantanamo mm-hmm. have officially been cleared for release. They did not do anything wrong to the United States of America, and they're being kept away from the public because they're a political embarrassment, with this lame excuse that, well, you know, after we've tortured them and abused them, they might not like the United States of America. And that's justification for keeping them locked up and force-fed. And it's absolutely absurd.
It's sick. And apparently the people who are supporting Gitmo and its continuation justify torture, and yet want it kept completely suppressed and away from Americans and the rest of the world.
Well, we're definitely there in Fourth Reich territory. We have concentration camps. We've got torture. We've got wars started with lies, massive propaganda, Gestapo tactics against the American people. Yeah, we're pretty much there. I think this government's been reading the book Dictatorship for Dummies by Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. I'd like to bop over, if I may, to the situation with China and Japan right now.
Go bop away.
That is getting very nasty very quickly. Japan has allegedly ordered geological survey ships to prepare for possible deployment after the Chinese were reportedly detected drilling in Japanese waters near the disputed areas of the Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea. And Japan has warned China not to expand its gas exploration in that area, following a media report according to which Chinese state-run oil companies plan to develop 7 new gas fields in the sea. And, Mike, without some thoughtful, intelligent, and good faith negotiations, this situation is about to get intensely ugly very quickly.
Well, again, as we reported earlier in the show, the mm-hmm. U.S. government has now officially authorized the Pentagon to make plans and preparations for potential war with China. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're squabbling over these islands. If they want all that natural gas, we've got tons of it bubbling up out of the ground in Louisiana from those sinkholes.
Yes.
You know, they're all saying, oh, the natural gas is pouring out of here. Well, cap it. You know, cap it. That way we don't have to frack. We don't have to worry about China and Japan arguing mm-hmm. over their natural gas. You know, it's just absurd.
It's nasty. And unless we have some real adults in the room in Beijing and in Tokyo who can kind of check their testosterone at the door and resolve this like adults, the reason it could get so nasty is that United States officials have stated that any challenge to these islands would mean that the U.S. would have to defend Japan militarily if China attacks.
Oh, yeah. It's all,
double plus
it's
on good.
All Japan's fault here. We didn't really want to send your kids to make war on China, but there are good friends Japan were being attacked. And we know the United States wants war with China because they want to end the threat of the gold-backed yuan mm-hmm. to the U.S. dollar as right. the international trade and reserve currency. That's what it's all about. The willingness to incinerate the surface of planet Earth in nuclear fire, all to protect that little piece of paper with ink on it. That's what this is really all about.
It bites. It absolutely
yes, it
bites. I'd also like to talk about a story that is getting virtually no coverage on the corporate media. And apparently, California prison guards are retaliating against hunger strikers in their jails. Now, this is big. It's about 30...
What are they doing, sending them to bed without their dinner?
No, Michael. Inmates' lawyers are saying the health of men is at risk amid allegations prisons are using cold temperatures to snuff out protests. They're blasting cells with cold air, confiscating legal documents, and in one case, banning lawyers, according to legal representatives and relatives.
Now, that is absolutely illegal.
Yeah.
And basically, it amounts to, these are torture tactics.
Yep.
Use of cold air, deprivation of things. These mm-hmm. are considered, you know, acts of torture by the California prison guards against the prisoners, because the prisoners are using a hunger strike to call attention to the very inhumane conditions mm-hmm. in those prisons. Because we have the most incarcerated population on Earth, and the prisons are crowded. There's no question about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, what else did you want to talk about?
Well, I'd like to go back to this issue of the hunger strike at the California prisons. This is a big deal. It's been going on for 12 days as of Friday. And an estimated 30,000 inmates in 33 jails launched the hunger strike on June 8th. It is the biggest in California's history against solitary confinement and other conditions that they said were tantamount to torture. And I have to look at this. There was a California Department of Corrections report that was released in October of 2012. And they were celebrating that the recidivism has cut down from 65.1 the year before to 63.7 in 2012. But come on, 63% recidivism?
Recidivism.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's a nasty number any way you look at it.
Well, in the current economy, I mean, especially, somebody gets released from prison. They've done their time. They've paid their debt to society. Mm-hmm. They go on out there. They try and find a job. There are no jobs. They're hungry. Maybe they've got families. What are they going to do? Yeah, yeah. They're going to go back into crime.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't approve of crime, but I do understand you know, what's going on here, especially if you're we know that a lot of employers will not hesitate to run full background checks on potential employees.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a criminal record,
Your prospects for finding,
you know, and if you want to reduce the recidivism rate, the way to do it is to make sure, along with bringing back the jobs for ordinary law-abiding Americans, that we make sure there are jobs available as part of the program of rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
You look at other nations like Norway that have very low prison populations,
mm-hmm,
and very low recidivism, and that's because they get the people into prison, they serve their time, there is a program to reintegrate them with society.
And rehabilitate.
There's job training in the prisons where they can go out and they can make a good living, and the jobs are there to take advantage of that training. And that's why you see a much better situation in these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
The United States has the highest per capita incarceration rate of any industrialized nation. They just throw them into prison. There's no vocational training there. Basically, it's a graduate school for criminality. They hang around all day with other criminals saying, how did you do this? How did you do that? And when they're released, they're simply dumped back out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no attempt at reintegration. And not just for our prison population, for our military, who are coming back from the war zone, mm-hmm, doped up on SSRIs, with that horrible, traumatic experience of going out and killing innocent people. They're dumped back into society. There's no attempt to, no funding to reintegrate them, bring them back into a normal, polite society. And then we wonder why so many things are going wrong in this country, because all the wealth of this nation is being sucked out by the private central bankers, who are living lives of unmanageable wealth and luxury because of this little screwed up Ponzi scheme banking system that they've managed to impose on us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope that prison authorities are going to look at this with some degree of honesty, because if not, you're going to have prisoners dying and you're going to have prisoners rioting, and that's going to be nasty.
Well, that's already happening. Before I let you go on to your next story, we've got a caller waiting on the line. Dean in Colorado. Aloha, Dean. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. First-time caller. I really watch what's going on. I enjoy your show. It's so informative. Getting back to the war with China that you were discussing, this thought came to my mind, and I'd like to hear your views on it. United States and Japan go to war with Japan. Is there any chance of winning that war?
It all depends on what you mean by winning. I mean, obviously, the United States is not going to be able to invade mainland China and take it over, because China has more people in uniform than we have people living in the entire United, mm-hmm, States of America.
And they conscript.
That's going to be happening here very soon as well. I mean,
yeah,
the draft bill is already sitting in committee in Congress, ready to go the instant they feel they can sell it to the American people. And this new draft law will draft young women into combat roles right alongside men, victory for feminist equality, and so forth. The question is, victory as defined by the United States government right now is to smash China's economy to the point where the yuan is no longer seen as a threat to the U.S. dollar. And to accomplish that, they don't need to invade China proper. They just need to drain it in a prolonged war. Would it go nuclear? It very well might. Both the United States and China are nuclear powers. Both the United States and China have ballistic missiles that will reach each other's countries. And so it's a very, very unstable situation. But the goal of war with China isn't to take over and conquer China. It is simply to wreck China's economy through war in order to force them back to what Kissinger calls the international system. That was the reason for the Britain's war against the United States in 1812. If not to recolonize, to force them back to private central banking. And it did work. Coming out of the War of 1812, the U.S. government was forced to charter the Second Bank of the United States. So it's really, it's all about the money. It's all about maintaining our particular piece of paper and ink, dominion over all other pieces of paper and ink.
Well, I appreciate that answer, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I look at our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan, and is fine, our young men and women that went over there to fight with good intentions, serve their country. We didn't do such a great job of, well,
The war agenda is in serious trouble there. The big problem with Iraq, of course, was that victory is impossible in terms of the public reasons given for the war. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Iraq was not aiding al-Qaeda. And so in terms of the public presentation of the war with Iraq, victory in the political sense is impossible because none of the stated goals can be accomplished. And again, we're looking at the way Syria is crumbling, Turkey is in turmoil, Egypt's in turmoil. The whole region is being plunged into chaos, out of which any kind of systemic post-war control is going to be virtually impossible. And now they're talking about war with China. And it's, again, it's all because China's yuan is now seen as a threat to the U.S. dollar. China and Australia are doing direct currency swaps without going through the dollar. China and New Zealand are getting ready to do direct currency swaps without going through the dollar. This whole U.S. war agenda, it's all for the bankers to force the world back into going through the U.S. dollar to do any commerce at all. It's an updated version of King George III's Currency Act. You're not allowed to do business with your own currency. You will use banknotes borrowed from our bank. You will be dependent on our bank. That led to the American Revolution, and now it's leading to a new world war.
And, you know, Michael, I'll just say this and then let someone else have a chance to call in. I'm aware of what you just said, and I tell people, and they look at me like I have two heads.
There are still a lot of people out there who desperately, desperately want to believe that America, the good guys, that we're still the greatest nation on earth, and we would never, ever, ever carry out a war of aggression for less than honorable reasons, but that segment of the American population is rapidly, rapidly shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Thank you, Michael.
All right, you got it. Claire, what's next on your list? We're almost out of time.
Well, speaking of China, a very interesting development is going on. There was a recent meeting of foreign ministers of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization at Cholpan Ata, Kyrgyzstan, where the Chinese foreign minister, Wang Yi, emphasized how the group has pushed toward regional cooperation. And they are going to be drawing into the organization India, Iran, and Pakistan. Now, this is a major, major blunt to the U.S.'s Asia pivot. And with the U.S. government dealing with death by a thousand blows, Benghazi gate, IRS gate, AP gate, and being utterly broke on top of everything else, I think the timing for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's desire to include these countries is very excellent.
And remember, this is another economic bloc that is choosing to function independent of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like BRICS. I'm not surprised that India is a member of both organizations.
Mm-hmm.
These are growing multinational consortiums, if you will, that say we're going to run our economy the way we think it should be run, with banking systems we choose, and with our own currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that for every one nation the U.S. tries to conquer to bring back onto the dollar, six other nations break away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a losing proposition. It's
mm-hmm.
not unlike ancient Rome, where as Rome began to lose their legions like they did in Germany, the provinces started breaking away and going independent. One new phenomenon we have is that nations ostensibly conquered by the United States, like Iraq and Afghanistan, are sitting there realizing the United States can't reconquer them for at least a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And contrary to simply going along with the U.S. agenda for economy and banking, they're starting to say, well, we're free and clear to go ahead and do what we want to do because the U.S. is not going to be able to sell a new invasion of our country to the American people. You know, we got to reinvade Afghanistan. We've got to reinvade Iraq. Nobody's going to go along with that.
Absolutely not. And this organization's clout in trade and probably mutual defense is going to be very keenly felt. And I would like to hope that Iran's membership in this organization would make the U.S. government and military think twice about attacking it overtly.
Well, I would have thought that they would have had second thoughts from the statements, the very unequivocal statements made by both Russia and China,
yeah,
that Iran is a key trading partner of their mm-hmm. spheres of influence. Russia has point blank told the United States, if you go into Syria or if you go into Iran, we will turn it into the new Vietnam and mm-hmm. we will grind the United States down to dust in a war of attrition. Russia has the resources to do that. The United States does not have the resources to survive a prolonged war of attrition.
No.
Another reason to be worried about mushroom clouds popping up all over the place.
Yes. Now I'd like to go very briefly to the end of the segment with something that happened in Kashmir. Six civilians were killed and more than two others were wounded on Thursday after border guards of India's border security force fired at protesters. And what happened apparently was that there was an invasion of a mosque in Kashmir by the Indian troops. The imam, their spiritual leader, got beaten up badly, and all of the injured had been taken to hospitals.
Can you say provocation?
Yeah, I can. And I am asking for a moment of moral courage and clarity right now on the part of the Indian government. And I'm asking it to fulfill its long-awaited promise to the Kashmiri people to hold a referendum, which they were promised, but which has never been fulfilled, to ask if they want to stay part of India, become independent or autonomous, or join Pakistan. And I will share with the Indian government that the cost of dishonoring this promise may well be a catastrophe for both the Kashmiri people and the Indian government, because the tensions are roiling here. They are getting very, very, very bad.
All righty. Do you have anything else?
I think that was it.
All right. I'm going to pull down your microphone here, and we're coming up here. We've got about 15 minutes to go on our Friday show, looking at the headlines going on here. Apparently, down in Texas, there is a nuclear weapons bunker leaking radiation. But Texans are urged not to panic. Little radiation is good for you. Remember when they were actually trying to sell us that one following Fukushima? A little radiation won't hurt you. And they're trying to basically get that leak underway. More trouble for the Boeing Dreamliner. 787 on the way to Tokyo is turned back to Boston when a fuel pump quit working. Boy, oh boy, talk about just nothing but problems. Boeing is another company here in the United States of America, used to make a quality product the world looked up to. And their latest offering, the Dreamliner, overmanaged, too much subcontracting to other, whatever the situation. It is a plane that is acquiring a very vile reputation. We're already seeing where airline booking agencies are literally being told by flyers, give me any airplane but the 787. Major, major disaster. Needless to say, earlier today, Fox News was again pushing the carbon agenda. Oh, it's sweltering all across America. You know, it is July. It is summer. This is when it gets hot. And they made the statement that Alaska is the only state in the United States not up in the 90s. Wrong. We're only at 85, actually 84 here on the island of Oahu, but Fox is making these sweeping statements. The entire country is in the 90s, and they're still out there trying, oh, global warming, global warming, global warming. The reality is the hard, raw data, 71% of the United States is below normal average temperatures so far in 2013. Still all about agenda, still all about carbon taxes. Still more scam, more lies. Is there anything the government isn't lying about? As far as the corporate media is concerned, they're lying about everything except the weather and the sports scores, and they're not even all that good on the weather, especially because of the carbon agenda. All righty, let's see what's going on. Oh, by the way, for those of you of a religious bent who have online access, apparently indulgences have returned. Here in the 21st century, the Vatican will reduce the amount of time you must spend in purgatory after you die if you follow the Pope on his Twitter account. This is not a joke. This is real. Follow the Pope, get forgiven for your sins. All righty. If you follow whatreallyhappened.com on Twitter, you get informed. By the way, apparently down in Polish Hill, Landmark Church got hit by lightning and suffered damage in a recent storm there. There's a confidence builder. I remember when I was down in Australia many years ago and I was witness to this incredible hailstorm. And there was this church with these magnificent stained glass windows, and every single one got taken out by these hailstones, half the size of golf balls. I don't know, were you messing around with the altar boy or something like that? Now, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, there's been another case where a massive fish die-off has occurred. And just fish floated to the top of this lake. And they said, oh, tests show the lake has no oxygen at all. Oh, what is causing this? Well, we know, I know what's causing it already. If you have methane in the presence of oxygen, it will decompose into carbon dioxide and water. So this fracking is seeping up methane all across the country. It's getting into the lakes and streams, and the methane will take the oxygen out of the water and the fish will die. Now, we're going to take a break for commercials. Final comment on this when we come back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the grow. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
Hey, And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this latest fish die-off. Now, we've been reading about this all across the country, where all of a sudden people will come down to their local lake or stream and the fish are just dead, floating on the surface of the water. Tests show there is no oxygen in the water, and the fish simply died off. And there's a very reasonable, simple explanation, and that's methane from all the fracking. We know it's showing up in the tap water. It's also seeping up through the ground. And if you put methane near oxygen, it will decompose into water and carbon dioxide, which means the tests of the lake water aren't going to show the presence of methane. The carbon dioxide dissolved or bubbled up into the atmosphere, and you're not going to know that these water molecules were created through methane and oxygen interaction versus water that was there all along. So I posted this comment to this CBS story about the latest fish die-off, and immediately got jumped on by 20 commenters who posted comments like this one. Quote, "You're an environmental loon. Sorry, not sure what educational background you have, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's either less than a high school diploma or multiple PhDs. Without the high school diploma, you're just a moron. With the multiple PhDs, you don't live in the real world. You live in a virtual world dominated by wildly inaccurate mathematical models predicting all sorts of impending disasters that never quite materialize. I work with both type of people every day. Either way, you're a loon. I suspect this is some type of algae bloom or other." End quote. Alga puts oxygen into the water, not out. That's his first mistake. And from the sheer speed with which I got ganged up on, I began to wonder what's going on with the Discus commenting system, which is now the most widely used commenting form on corporate media websites. Okay? And so I went over and I looked at Discus private privacy policy, and they state right in there, Discus monitors comments and reserves the right to remove information or material for any reason or no reason, blah, 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 blah. Now, Discus allows you to use their platform for free, and they don't have advertising. Where are they getting all their money? They've got like 100 people working there, and they're hiring more people right now. And it raises the possibility that Discus has basically become the gatekeeper for online comments, and how they make their money is by working for government agencies and public relations firms, where if somebody's commenting something that raises a red flag, like fracking, that they send immediate alerts so that the public relations people can jump in and say, "Oh, you're a loon. It's completely nonsense. You don't understand chemistry." Because it happened way too fast to be explained by word of mouth. Remember how the Israeli government had their megaphone system running? Public relations firms do exactly the same thing. And with all this NSA surveillance on our activity for the benefit of corporations, it looks to me like Discus very easily could be making their revenue stream by keeping an eye on comments and sending out alerts to allow public relations firms and online propagandists to jump in and scream, "You're a loon! You're an anti-Semite!" Which means we're pretty much over the target. All right, that is it for our show for this week. We're going to be back here on Monday on XDS, getting the word out there. Please tell your local radio stations to carry the programming from Republic Broadcasting. So we're going to get out on here and get something useful done this afternoon. Until Monday, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical. Make good choices. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Without your help, this XDS deal would not have happened. We thank you all, and aloha and America.